ओम शांति। सो यू आर हैप्पी इन यंसरोज, वेरी हैप्पी प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर बाबाज मीटिंग। सो टुडे टॉपिक इज लेट गो। गो फॉर दिस वी नीड वन धारणा इन आवर लाइफ एंड वी विल टॉक टुडे ऑन दैट इम्पोर्टेंट धारणा टू बी डबल लाइट। ए पर्सन हु इज वेरी लाइट एंड वेरी पावरफुल कैन बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम द प्रेशर ऑफ एवरीथिंग एट प्रेजेंट नाउ in this critical period, in this very severe and tamopradhan Kali Yuga, we need to learn this art, how to keep ourselves very light, so that nothing can enter our brain, no pressure here, always happy, flying in some good practices. So today it's in my mind. I will keep few points in front of you and something to prepare in next 5 days for Baba. Every day we must experience the meeting with Baba and receiving his drashti every day. I kept in my mind for many years, when we wake up in the morning, after awaking, we must wake ourselves. Try to understand me. Bhai light bahut kam hai. देखना बीच में व्हाइट लाइट करो। When we wake up in the morning, we open our these eyes, we get up, okay, we are ready for new day, but we have to awake ourselves. How great we are! Who has come down to decorate my life? Just have a powerful drashti on your most elevated fortune. Remind yourself at least 10 things every morning and you will experience we are awakened fully. Then when you come in yoga, Amrit Vela, you will never fall asleep. Otherwise, it's very natural. You sit here for 45 minutes, 40 minutes. It's very natural. It's morning time. Entire world is sleeping. You may sleep. So, very good practice every morning, either when you come here in the class or when you are there in your home. I know you cannot come every morning in center. You have to be in your home and there you are free to even to sleep. So many used to sleep at morning. Oh, I am very much tired. Whole day I have to work hard. We keep such thoughts in our mind. But from today onward, here in Gyansauran Madhuban and in your Laukik place, you have to start, you have to begin your morning time like this. How? As soon as you open your eyes, just see Bap Dada in subtle world and say him, Baba, good morning. Just open yourself. Good morning. With the feeling that I am meeting to God, the Supreme Being. Second thought, Baba, you gave me everything with true heart. You gave me everything. Millions and millions thanks to you. Third thought always, I am most fortunate soul in the world. Baba, you have given me most elevated fortune. You have brought the throne, the crown of heaven for me. How fortunate I am. I am most happy person in the world. Just awaken yourself. How fortunate I am. How happy I am. God Himself comes down to meet me, to teach me, to bless me, to make me happy, to open my intellect. I am so fortunate. And I hope you, if you are alone in your room, you can dance there. Every morning, you have to dance at least for 5 minutes. And then see what happens in your life. You will experience, we are very great and things are nothing. We are very great, problems are nothing. We are like elephant and problems are like ants. Small flies, mosquitoes, they may bite something, but will not harm us. We are great. Baba used to remind us, children, remember the things, the problems, small, small things you have to face every day. Consider. Look at them with this angle. They are not big. I am big one. They are not powerful. I am more powerful. They are very weak. And together me, there is Almighty Father. I am most powerful soul in the world. Remind yourself this way in the morning. And then, one practice all have to do. Feel yourself, I am in subtle region. Don't make it very critical. How to go in subtle region? How to see there, Baba? Just as. If I ask you, just now, go in Pandavabhavan and sit there in Baba's room. Can you do it immediately? In a second? Likewise, I am there. This is all. Nothing to think. How? No. I am there. Just as. If I ask you, go in your Laukik home, sit there for 2 minutes. In a second you can go there. Where our mind and intellect go, our subtle body is created there. This is the secret. So you are there in angelic form. If you go and sit in Baba's room in Pandavabhavan, your angelic form is there. If you go and sit in your Laukik home, your angelic form is there. So wherever our mind and intellect go, or you can say where our mind goes, it creates its subtle body there. So in a second feel that I am in subtle world, beyond the sky, and visualize Bap Dada. Brahma Baba in very divine angelic form. And in his forehead, Shiv Baba, Gyan Surya, the Almighty Father. Concentrate on him. And then, that Bap Dada is giving drashti to me. Receive his drashti. This is the method how we can experience his meeting every morning. then you can talk to him, you can dance with him, hold his hand in your hand, dance with him, you can hug, you can embrace him. So every morning, start your Amrit Vela this way. So let us experience now for 3 minutes. We have to go in subtle world, receive Baba's drashti and experience how he is giving blessing. So be alone. Red light wale have it. Red light please. Be alone. Feel yourself. I am in subtle world. Beyond the sky. There is white light all around. This is the world of angels. Now visualize Bap Dada in front of you, Brahma Baba, Divine Angel. In his forehead, Almighty Baba. His rays are coming to me. He is giving the steam. He has put his hand of blessing on my head. Feel the hand of God on head. And he gave me blessing. May you be a great yogi. A victorious joy, Master Almighty. Now take his hand in your hands and just enjoy dance with God for a minute. भाई बिजली वाले एक पंखा जरा ये भी चला दो, दोनों ही बंद कर गए, तुम चला देना. So this way we have to enjoy morning time. And if a Brahman learn to enjoy Amratvela. He or she will become immortal Brahmin, victorious over Maya, most powerful in the world. Keep one thing in your mind. Listen carefully. Time, future, is very critical. Critical period is arriving fastly. We have to prepare ourselves to give good vibrations to the world. We have to prepare ourselves for this, keeping our important responsibility, our future's important responsibility. We must make our mind free from any pressure, no pressure. So for that, first of all, I would ask you one thing, get free from any pressure of the past. Past, which is very important for us, because our past influences our present. If there was something bad in our past, if someone had deceived us, if someone had troubled us, if someone created lot of problem for us, so there is a pressure on our head and we are not light, then everything influences now at present. It becomes very hard to enjoy our present life. So, we have to forget the past. And very important practice for that. And just now, at this moment, we all will do it and will continue with that for 7 more days. And that is, if someone has given lot of problems to you, lot of troubles to you, you all have to forgive them. We have to forgive ourselves, we have to forgive others. Otherwise, the pressure of those things makes us heavy all the time, keeps us unhappy all the time, and we don't experience lightness, easiness in the Sangam Yoga. So you can count the name of 5 persons to whom you would like to take revenge, or more, 5 are enough. We know one thing, throughout the cycle, we had connections with at least 1,000 souls, everyone had relationship, connection with 1,000 souls. Some were good, some were bad. Some gave help to us, some created problem for us. From corporates, many souls created problem for us, but many were cooperative to us. Many were friendly to us, few were enemies with us. So their influence is here with us all the time. Suppose I give you one example. Suppose 1,000 years before, you were a king. And because of anything, you gave a wrong decision and 1,000 persons were killed. Such mistakes are being made by kings. So we must know that today when we are here at confluences, their negative vibrations, their painful vibrations are connected to us. And we can imagine, in our 63 births, we were hero actor in this drama, so many of us made such a wrong decision and many got suffering, pain in their lives. So their negative energy, their negative vibrations are connected to us now. And this is why many don't enjoy their lives now. They are not happy, they are not peaceful, they are not very light, they don't get success, they are experiencing depression nowadays, insomnia nowadays, anxiety, and many psychiatric problems, day by day they are increasing, you can see in the world. Many mental problems are increasing day by day in this world. And I used to remember Baba's words, Sakar Murli. In Sakar Murli, he had mentioned, at the time of destruction, this world will become a mental hospital. Severe condition. And we can see it has already started. And in next 5 years, this world will reach to that point that everyone will suffer a lot mentally. In order to protect ourselves, we must become very light. No effect. We should not allow anything to enter our mind, to enter our brain, and we should become very happy. Lightness and happy feeling will protect us from mental disease. Therefore, it's very important we should forgive them and we should ask pardon from them. So those bad energy, those negative vibrations will cut down and we will become fresh. We will get rid of them. Second thing, those who are our good friends, we should give thanks to them with true heart. Now God has become our good friend. Keep giving thanks to Him. So mind will become very happy, full of enjoyment. And when mind is silent, then we are most powerful. When mind is silent, then soul becomes most powerful. So would you like to forgive all? Would you like? Yes or no? Should we do now? Okay. Red light again. And you will experience very lightness. Again, be yourself alone. Or you can also close your eyes and make a vision. In front of me, there are thousands of souls standing in subtle bodies. Some are looking towards us with bad feeling, angry attitude, negative attitude, and many others are smiling to see us. They are looking at me with friendly drashti, friendly attitude. Talk to those souls who are negative. O souls, out of ignorance, out of anger, I gave lot of suffering to you. I ask forgiveness from you. Please forgive me and be happy. Again, talk to the souls, all souls. You had given lot of suffering to me. Now I am a great soul, child of God. I am ancestor. I forgive you. Be happy. Now give hearty thanks to your friends of entire cycle. Give thanks to Baba. At this confluence age, very important, useful dharana is easy-going nature. If we want to let everything go, no effect, no feeling, we have to make our nature very easy. And for making nature easy, I am just giving you these points, because if we have any pressure on our head, we cannot become easy, we get irritated. So take everything easily in your life. Maintain such nature, make your nature so soft and sweet, that everything you can take easily. And for this, two good practices. First is, use the knowledge of drama in your day-to-day life, and gradually, mind will become very light, nature will become very easy. I had learnt from one of Avyak Murli in 1971, 5 points Baba had spoken. If you are easy, your problems will also become easy. If you are easy, your bodily sickness will also become easy. If you are easy, your sanskaras will also become easy. If you are easy, your relationships will also become very easy and sweet. And fifth one, if you are easy, your yoga will also become easy. For this easiness, we need broad mind. Just as Brahma Baba used to practice, nothing new. Whatever is going on, it had happened kalpa ago too. It will happen next kalpa too. Nothing new. Just make a vision in your mind. See, Bap Dada, both are sitting in soul world, looking down to this world, seeing the role of everyone, great souls, you pure souls, and other sinful souls too. He observes the part of everyone being detached. Why? You have to think on this. Why God is not get influenced to see anything of this world, and because we have to become Bap Saman, therefore we must also do the same practice. Make use of drama, knowledge of drama. So whatever has been past, first point. Whatever has been passed away, it is past. It will repeat after 5,000 years, will not repeat before that. So why should I repeat it again and again in my mind? Talk to yourself this way. So I have to forget it till next kalpa. Train yourself. Give training to yourself this way. Second thing, every soul is playing one's own role. No one can be blamed. This point should be practiced very much. So equal drashti, equal vision for all. Nothing, no one can be blamed. Why he did this way? Why he did this way? Whatever is going on in this drama, that's true and that must happen. Very good point. I had learnt in 1974 from Avyakt Baba, and then from then every day we are listening many things in Baba's Murli. But that thing was very good. I tell you the full story. Here was Tidhi Manmohini. She got sick and all of a sudden she had blood vomiting. Blood. At least 2 kg blood came out from his mouth. And we all saw that. She was old. So everyone was doing like this. Oh, what had happened to Didi? After 4 days, Avyakt Baba came. Baba used to come very often, Monday and Thursday, sometime on Sunday, 2 times every week. So Baba asked us, you saw that scene the other day. Were you surprising? Do you have surprise to see that scene? What was your feeling? So then we all replied, it was not good, Baba. Then Baba's answer was, whatever is going on in this drama, that is true. That must happen. We were looking at him. Only God can say this. No one except God can speak this way. Otherwise, if there would be a guru, he would have said, oh, it was very bad. You must help Didi. Is Didi okay? And that then Baba was smiling to see Didi and just was saying, everything is okay, Didi. You are very powerful. So see, Baba is teaching us, as Baba was saying today, very great secret that God Himself has opened this university to train you how to rule over the world. People in this world have forgotten how to rule over the nation. And Baba is teaching us a great training. How you will rule over the world. So use the knowledge of drama and make yourself very light. Whatever had been happened with me in this life, it was drama. Make your mind light. It was drama. It had happened. Now, I am with God. I have come here to make my fortune most elevated. I need not to waste my energy to remember the past. So what I do, I would ask you to do the same thing I have learned from Babaj Murali. Most important and useful energy is the energy of mind. You should not lose that energy. You have to make yourself very powerful, because in future, if you think personally for yourself only, you will have to face many challenges in this world. And if you think yourself, you consider yourself that I am the great soul, Baba has given me this great divine task, in future I will give help to the needy persons in this world. I have to play very important role in this world, so you should be very careful. That the energy of mind is most important energy for us, and we should not waste it. So in order to keep this energy safe, just train yourself, I will not waste even a single thought. Then mind will become powerful. You will forget everything easily. And very good experience you all will have in your life. Whatever you do right from the morning till the night, at night, you will experience as if you did nothing whole day. You were free. Very good experience. In Indian philosophy, those philosophers have written this way, that a yogi reaches to this stage which is called immune to action, beyond the effect of actions. So all day we have to perform certain things, but we will experience as if we do nothing. Next thing, in order to make ourselves very light, we must remember we have to become angel. Angel is always double light. And here are two meanings of double light. First meaning is, soul is light and body is also made of light. One meaning. Second meaning is, soul is light and my mind is also very light. Two meanings. So now, when we have got entire knowledge, absolutely true knowledge, perfect knowledge, listen carefully, make your knowledge into a wisdom. Turn your knowledge into a divine wisdom. All have got knowledge. But some Brahmins have made their knowledge a divine wisdom. So make your intellect full with divine wisdom, not only with knowledge. Knowledge is a great thing, but essence of knowledge is called wisdom. Then we have to use this divine wisdom in order to make ourselves very light. We can remain light in different problems if we are powerful. So I would ask you every day or sometime, once a week, just create your perfect angelic form in front of you. Sit down at a place in your home and on the wall in front of you, make the picture of your perfect angelic form. That when I become angel after 5 years, I will be like this. This is my perfect angelic form. And how it is like? Soul is shining in forehead, body is made of light, and from the each part of body, light and might is spreading out. And in this form, I am up above the earth. My feet as if don't touch to the earth. I am up above to the earth. Make a picture of your perfect form and then give this feeling to yourself, I am this. This is me. So mind will become very powerful and light. We all must know one thing, that we have got two bodies. Soul is living in two bodies altogether. One is this physical body we see, and second is the body of light inside this body. How that body is created, who creates that body? So you should be very clear, soul sitting here through mind is thinking constantly. So our thoughts are spreading in the form of energy in our whole body all the time. So there is a flow of energy from the soul all the time in this body, and it is making subtle body of light. When a soul leaves the body in death, soul leaves body with that subtle body, it goes out. And when soul enters in the new womb, it enters in the womb with that subtle body. So subtle body is always with us. We have to be aware of our subtle body. So now just for 2 minutes, we have to experience it. The light. For some moments, give a thought to yourself that this gross body disappeared. And soul is sitting in the body of light. Visualize yourself, I am sitting in the body of light. I am an angel. I am double light, lighthouse. Om Shanti. So I would ask you, up to 14th of this month, Baba's Day, we all have to practice 5 points. 6 days are here, including today. I give you 6 points, and every day you all have to practice those 6 points, each day 1 point, at least every hour 5 times. It's not difficult, because you are here, and everyone has come to Madhuban with this intention that you will enjoy Baba's meeting. We know Baba's power. If he comes down only for 5 minutes, he will come for more time, but I am giving this example. If he comes just for 5 minutes and sit there in front of us and give drashti only, he can satisfy everyone. All Brahmins who will be sitting in their own places, looking him on TV, he can satisfy them all. He is all powerful. But if we prepare ourselves, then his meeting, our meeting to him, will become a memorial for whole life. So I give you those 5-6 practice to do, and I hope with full interest you will follow them. First is this, I am an angel of purity. You can make a simple plan. Whenever I will drink anything, tea, milk, tea, I will remember 2 times I am an angel of purity. While eating the food all 3 times, I will practice 5 times on each meal, I am an angel of purity. In the morning 25 times, night 25 times, during class 10 times, during murli 10 times, make a plan this way. So your whole day will become yogi yukt, easy karma yoga. While bathing 5 times, while walking, plan this way. When you come from your room to this hall, 5 times I will practice, I am an angel of purity. And you will enjoy, you will experience that your pure vibrations are spreading out, and your mind will become very stable. First day. Second day, I am Master Almighty. Accept it. Feel it. I am Master Almighty. And Almighty Baba came down from soul world over my head and became a canopy of protection. Baba is here. You can visualize him. He is coming down slowly and slowly. See, Almighty is coming down. His rays are spreading all around. He is coming down, coming down. Here. Very powerful feeling. Third day, I am a great soul. Feel it. It's true that I am great. I am a great soul. 2 things I would say. Invoke Bap Dada to you once an hour, not many times, just once. Go to Baba, invite him, oh Baba, please come down to me and then feel, visualize Shiva came down in subtle world, entered Brahma Baba's body, both came down in front of me. Bap Dada is standing in front of me. He is giving drashti to me. He has put his hand of blessing on my head. He is with me. Second fact is, I am a great soul with this, that from soul world, Baba's rays are coming down to me. Just for 10 seconds, his rays are coming down to me. Fourth point. Fourth day, I am a soul, and for some seconds, have a thought, my body disappeared, and I am nirakar soul, incorporeal soul. I became incorporeal, and I went to Baba. I flight up there. And sit with him in soul world. So I'm there with Baba, Shri Baba. You can do this drill many times a day, 5 times every hour. Body disappeared. I am nirakar soul. I went to soul world, it's flying, visualize yourself flying, and then coming back to my body. Next day, you can manage according to your routine, you can make it 2 days, what I am going to say you now, practice 5 forms. You know those all 5 forms, soul, original deity, then worshipworthy, then Brahmin, then for angel. You can do once a hour only, remind yourself and visualize those forms. One very interesting practice, next practice, you will enjoy it very much. It is like entertainment. See on your left side up above, Brahma, Ma, Mother, Mum. Brahma, my great Mum. From his forehead, cool vibrations are coming down to me. Cool. For 10 seconds, have this thought, cool vibrations are coming to me. Then visualize on right side up above, Gyan Surya Shiva Baba, Almighty. From him, powerful vibrations are coming to me. Vibrations of power, might. Then again, from Brahma, cool vibrations are coming down to me. From Shiva Baba, Almighty, rays of might are coming to me. You can make this game 5 times and you will experience that concentration has become very easy and you enjoy yoga practice. You can do all these practices every day in Amrit Vela time. So Amrit Vela will become fully successful, mind will become full of enjoyment, ecstatic feeling. And when mind and intellect, when mind is very light and very powerful, then we become very easy. Then we can finish everything in a second. whatever came to you, okay, let it go. In a second you would be able to do it. It will not come back. So this way, you have to practice till Baba comes. Lastly, I would remind you one thing, which will make you very powerful, and we all Brahmins have to do it, have determined thought that I have to become a carefree king. So thank you to all carefree kings, and I hope Baba's blessings with you. Enjoy Baba's meeting and this holy place, Yan Sarovar. Om Shanti. Okay, 3 minutes yoga.